we've talked with some of the people who are part of this Brunswick campus here, but when I came in this morning, there was a convoy of school buses and people pulling in and dropping them off, and that's because the high school located right in this area, and we thought we'd talk with some folks related to the schools. And we have with us Assistant Superintendent Tracy Wheeler from Brunswick City Schools. Hello.
Good morning.
So Brunswick City Schools, how many schools are in the district? Mm-hmm. How are they divided up as far as?
We have a total of 11 buildings. We have 7 elementary buildings, 3 middle schools, and 1 high school.
Okay. And what's the enrollment for
We're about 7,400, a little over 7,400 students right now.
Okay. Pretty stable on that, or does it, you know?
We've been very stable, yeah. Very stable.
You know, something we didn't ask anyone yet, maybe we can ask you. Is the community still ripe for more residential growth?
There are pockets right now. We have several new developments that are popping up in different areas, mostly to the, really, it goes west, far west, and as far as the border out in Brunswick Hills, and then some areas in the east still out in the Brunswick Hills area. Those are pretty much the pockets where we see a lot of growth right now.
Okay. So something to keep in mind, projecting enrollment down the road.
Yes. But it stays steady. We've got our, you know, our ebbs and flows as far as our numbers and where they go high, where they go low. But for the most part, we've stayed right around 7,500 kids.
Well, you've been through the growing pains in the past then of getting to that.
As yes.
Many other communities when they start to blossom.
Yeah. Our growing pains are at the high school. We have about 2,500 students in our high school. So it's not even a growing pain. It's just a lot of kids. We always, you know, one of the largest high schools in Northeast Ohio. Probably within the top 10 in the state of Ohio as far as enrollment in our high school.
How long has this high school been here at this location?
Oh, is it? Long time.
Okay.
There are bits and pieces to it. There were small sections of it they've built on. They've connected everything together over the years.
So when I heard from Terry at Tri-C saying that they built Tri-C in their Brunswick school parking lot, I'm thinking, okay, there's a bunch of kids now who can't park their cars there. That's all I was thinking at that moment.
There's plenty of room to park, yeah. It's just, it was part of behind the church that's on 303, and then in conjunction here with the rec center, it's in there. But our kids literally can walk right across our parking lot into their parking lot to take classes.
So what's going on now in the beginning of another school season? What's taking place at the school system?
We have a big initiative. We, as a school district, have gone Google. And as part of going Google and using the Google applications, we are actually starting this week rolling out, we're going one-to-one, a one-to-one initiative where all of our students in grades 6 through 12 will have a Chromebook. So we're starting with that rollout with the high school right now this week. And then in January, we will roll those Chromebooks out to our middle school students.
What exactly does that mean to Bruce and me, Chromebook?
A Chromebook.
Maybe you know. I shouldn't speak for you.
Look,
but
when I hear Chrome, I just think of when my dad maybe go out and start shining the bumper and the wheel hubcap back on that. You know, that's the Chrome I
Chromebook.
Remember.
Well, the kids could shine their computers if
yeah.
they wanted.
Okay.
It's just a small. We've ordered the smaller devices, and it's a, you know, you have your internet browsers, and this is Chrome. And pretty much we can control the applications that are put onto the computer. So from the district level, we can push things out to kids. We can say, oh, here's a really neat app, kind of like iTunes apps, kind of things like that, but they're Google. So we can, as a district, say, oh, we want all of our kids to have this particular app. So we can push it out to them. They open up their Chromebooks the next day, and there's the app that we want them to be able to use.
So, like, instead of getting a textbook, they take this, and this is what they have with them to take home and to be at school
in
all their classes.
Correct. Our students still do have textbooks. Our middle school kids and our high school kids this year, we did adopt a new math program, and that math program is online. So this will really help those kids with their math program in particular. But right now in all of our other subjects, we do have textbooks. But the kids will, they'll have them at home. They can use them at school.
How does it help with the learning? I mean, they're learning to use a device, which maybe they're already familiar with as well, but is there more immediacy? Is there better response, better tracking? What benefit do you see?
We have some goals district-wide. One of our goals is to eventually go paperless. which obviously saves us a lot of money. There's money involved in going this way. We want to make our kids ready for the 21st century, their skills. I have kids in college, and it's a better way for kids to collaborate. There's a lot of different ways that kids can collaborate using the Google tools versus just a regular Word document kind of tool.
And you talk about the Google tools, and I have a daughter who is in high school, and there's points where an assignment is due, and they will submit it 1 minute before midnight. I mean, this is almost like filing your taxes or
That's
something.
Right.
Trying to get in there so that you, and then the teacher will have all of it to be able to look at it at that time.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah.
But they can take it anywhere, do it anytime, gives them a lot of flexibility.
Absolutely. And we're hooked up at the high school and in all of our buildings, actually. The elementaries will eventually go one-to-one. We have, you know, with all the new testing we did last year, we bought hundreds of Chromebooks and used them in, or you know, 312 to do all of our testing. And so we're just building on that. We might as well put them in the hands of the kids instead of leaving them in carts. So our elementary kids will also have it. So we're going to go all the way down to them. They have carts right now. We don't know exactly what that'll look like, but it'll get to a point where those kids technically will be one-to-one also. How that looks for them may look differently than it does for our middle school and our high school kids.
So what else is coming up at the high school, for example? Homecoming? Is homecoming coming up?
We just had homecoming this weekend, so it's done.
Okay. What else?
The high school. The high school's busy all the time. I don't think there's ever a day or time where they're not doing something that's busy. We district-wide have implemented a new behavior system, which is K-12. It's incredible. Our teams of teachers were trained last year. It's positive behavior intervention supports. We've taken on a district-wide theme. It's Brunswick Pride. Pride stands for performance, respect, integrity, determination, and effort. So you walk into any of our buildings, and kids are doing all kinds of different things to promote positive behavior. And, you know, just trying to see what we can do as a community, rally around that. We use that hashtag a lot out there so that everybody sees it. But just to try to focus more on the positive and not so much on the negative, and hopefully those positive behaviors, you know, create great things for our kids. So that's district-wide, too, that we've been putting in place since last year, really going forward with it this year.
As assistant superintendent, what are some of your responsibilities that you work with, other than just sort of being here when the super is out of other meetings?
My role involves, I handle everything that has to do with the certified staff, so all the teaching staff. I oversee evaluations, licensure, evaluation of principals, just being out in the buildings, attending different things. The list goes on and on. There's a lot.
Where did you start in your education career?
I actually started in Fairfax County, Virginia. Starting in Fairfax County, I was actually an elementary teacher. I'm elementary middle school certified. Worked my way back to Ohio. I was actually came to Brunswick as a gifted coordinator 12 years ago. Went to the high school as an assistant principal, took over as the high school principal when Mr. Mayle became superintendent, and then now the assistant superintendent.
Do you miss going into a classroom and teaching and doing that sort of thing?
Yes. Yeah. I said my favorite, all-time favorite job was actually being an assistant principal, being hands-on with the kids. I miss it dearly. I miss being in the buildings with the kids every day.
Seeing the impact that you can have on the young lives in their careers and getting people on the right track and
yes.
Encouraging everybody as best you can.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, there's nothing like being in the building and working with the kids. Yeah. It's the best part.
We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Our guest today, Tracy Wheeler, Assistant Superintendent of Brunswick City Schools.